Now, I'd like to invite Commissioner Cruz and Minister Giafalve back onto the stage, please. For the opening of the exhibition, which is going to be all around you when you step out of this room, we decided to bring a little bit of it up onto the stage here. And they say to performers, as you know, don't work with children or animals. And I think don't work with robots is entering the vocabulary of the acting profession, but we're going to take that risk now anyway. We're going to have a demonstration of a brain-controlled robot, which is going to be steered across the stage, I hope, by Ben Hamner, who's sitting in the shadows at the back of the stage. And it's going to be steered across past some obstacles to our two VIPs, who will then press a button and open the exhibition. Now, this robot is the brainchild of Jose Mian, who is a professor at EPFL, the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Lausanne, where he is bringing together pioneering work on brain-computer interfaces with adaptive intelligent robotics. Jose, are you ready to tell us a little bit about the technology behind the demonstration? Yes. No.
Now
it is. Thank you.
So what I was saying is that what you are about to see is a demonstration of how we can decode the mental intent of a person directly by reading out the brain activity. In our case, it is the non-invasive electroencephalogram, in order to decide whether the person wants to bring the robot to the left, forward, right, etc. So as Ben is getting prepared, what you will see is that brain will drive the robot towards our distinguished speakers, so that the commissioner can press a button on top to open the exhibition. On its way, the robot will stop at me to show you some other capabilities. And to do so, Ben will be delivering mental commands to steer the robot. Ben, are you ready? So this is the pleasure of the live demos.
Yes. Is he ready to go, Jose?
So as soon as Ben is ready with the connection between the
brain-computer
interface and the robot, we will start.
If he's not quite ready, let me just ask you how much training it needs. Could I put on the cap and the electrodes and guide it, or would I have to spend hours, days, weeks in the lab learning?
Okay, this is a very good question. The state of technology today is that users normally need only a few hours, normally split it in 1, 2, or 3 days, depending on the capability of the subject. But the training is very quick, only hours, in order to be able to drive the robot. So in addition, what we can do is to combine the mental capabilities of the subject, intelligence, the natural intelligence of the subject, with some intelligence that we can put in our devices, be this mobile robot or other devices that you can see at the exhibition in our stand, so as to facilitate control, because the intelligent device can take over some low-level aspects of the mental command that the person is delivering, or even compensate for some small errors in the commands that the person is trying to deliver to the mental to the robot in this case.
I think he's ready to go.
Okay, so Ben, if you're ready, go.
What will Ben be thinking now?
So Ben is now trying to deliver mental commands, as I was saying. He is imagining movements of different parts of his body, either a movement of the left hand to make it turn left, a movement of the right hand to make it turn right, and so on.
It needs to turn quickly.
So don't stress him, please.
Seeing,
he's already quite stressed. So, yes. You see, he can.
He can. She, Nelly is saying it should be a she. She's not going to fall off the stage.
No, he will not. So, an important aspect here is that normally in a typical BCI, brain-computer interface, users need to send mental commands continuously. And this requires extreme concentration, a fact that prevents long-term use by disabled people. So what we are doing is to combine the natural dynamics of brain signals to exploit them in combination. So here we have a problem, it seems.
Is this the final destination?
No, not yet. I think this is a problem with the lighting. So let me help it a little bit.
Oh, cheating, the minister
cheating.
Saying.
This is cheating, definitely. So what we are doing, I was saying, is to exploit the dynamics of the brain signals in combination with probability theory in order to reduce the cognitive workload of the subject, even if now Ben is very, very stressed. So as a result of that, we can achieve two things. The first is that people can mentally relax. An example of this is whenever Ben wants the mobile robot to go straight for a long period of time, and for that he doesn't need to keep focus on delivering the same mental command over and over again. The second advantage is that people can even execute secondary tasks while controlling the BCI. Well, I think that now we have a problem.
Yes. So
this time the live demo doesn't work.
We will come to the robot.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ben, in any case.
Thank you,
Ben. This is a stressful thing for you.
We wish you a lot of fun.